All right, that's Town Mountain playing live here in the KLW studio. Sounding great, you guys. Thanks very much for coming and subjecting yourself to a live edition of Bluegrass Signal. And thanks for coming out all the way from Asheville, North Carolina to play the San Francisco Bluegrass and Old Time Festival tomorrow night. The band will be at the Epic Arts Center in Berkeley and on Monday at Amnesia in San Francisco. And I got to say, the first I ever heard of you guys was after seeing Steep Canyon Rangers back at IBMA. Charles Humphrey gave me his CD, and he's got that song, Gonna Start a Bluegrass Band in Asheville, where you and like 25 other bands are mentioned in it. What's the deal with Asheville and bluegrass bands?
Well, Asheville, I know it's real far away from here, so a lot of people might not have ever even heard of Asheville, North Carolina, but it's a town in western North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountains. It's in kind of at the heart of what is just the beginnings of bluegrass and old time music. And so there's just a lot of tradition there. And so lots of people over the years have moved there to make music. And I mean, as he says in that song on his Songs from the Road album, there are just tons of bluegrass bands in Asheville, maybe more per capita than any town in the whole solar system.
It's the mainstream over there.
Yeah, it is.
That's amazing. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, has it always been that way, or is this a sort of recent thing? You said it's in the bluegrass heartland for sure, but it's only been in the last, I don't know, 5 years or so that relatively young bands I've become aware of that are coming out of Asheville.
It's true. There's been a larger concentration of it in the last maybe, I don't know, 10 years or so. It's always been there because it's the one urban area that's in the middle of all those Blue Ridge Mountains there. I mean, that's where all the fiddling traditions came from, you know, and so people have always been there. But it's true. It's kind of become a little more hip to be in Asheville somehow. All these young musicians are there now. And
so did you guys move there? Did you grow up there?
Well,
I grew up in Brevard, North Carolina. I was born in Southwest Georgia, mm-hmm. and I grew up in Brevard, North Carolina, which is about a half hour from Asheville, and lived there from 6th grade to 12th grade. To answer your question, no, we didn't all grow up around there. I'm kind of the one homebody a little bit, if I can be, I guess.
You're the magnet for the band. They all came here.
Can I say something about Asheville?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead. Asheville is very similar to this part of California. It's not as big, obviously. Asheville's a much smaller town, but the arts is a very important.
There are a few differences.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, generally speaking, it's a really artsy community. It goes way beyond bluegrass music. There's lots of mediums. Uh-huh. You know, artists that use, you know, paint, potters. I mean, it's just a really artsy community. That's what I feel about, you know, that's how it is out here. And people make that correlation all the time. And I've heard several people say that Asheville is like the San Francisco. And people from out here have said, mm-hmm. when they've visited, said it's kind of like the San Francisco of the East Coast. So,
do you have good coffee there?
We have great coffee.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and closer all the time.
And yeah, great coffee.
Well, that's important to the development of bluegrass. In any, are there places to play there, or has this all happened like in people's homes and small time kind of concerts?
No, there's that's probably the least of what's going on. I think
is it?
Yeah, it's starting to be a little more. They're starting to the house concerts are starting to pop up, but there's really not any kind of big tradition going on with, you know, any long-lived house concerts. There's the Gray Eagle, which mm-hmm. is a great place for rootsy type music bands coming in and playing music, and the Orange Peel and all sorts of stuff. Jack
and
of the
radio?
Wood. Yeah, there are definitely places. Yeah,
have you got radio that's
about WNCW? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's killer. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoons on 88.7 WNCW in Western North Carolina has, and no disrespect to Bluegrass Signal or anybody else out there, but has the best bluegrass program. 8 hours of bluegrass every Saturday.
That's great.
And they just pick
Dennis Jones, a killer.
Yeah, Dennis Jones and Jerry McNeely and a couple other people do the engineering and the emceeing, and they just cover everything from Bill Monroe to Blue Highway, you know, so yes, we have a great public radio.
I think that's pretty important to
Absolutely.
Having a community, you know, evolve. So let's hear some more music from Asheville, North Carolina.
What we got, guys?
These are mostly originals that you guys do. Is that right?
That first vocal tune is one that Jesse wrote, our banjo player Jesse Langley, and the second singing tune that we just did was a Sunvolt tune written by Jay Farrar. It's called Windfall.
And what's up next?
What is up next? What have we got?
Don't stay here.
Sure, man. We're right here in A. Let's do that. Bobby to kick this one off. This is one that I wrote called Don't Stay. It's called Sweetheart, I Don't Want to Lead You On, actually. We'll get Bobby to do it.